it's kind of nice to see yourself out there in public, but also it's kind of scary at the same time because everyone sees your stuff, you know. Besides working for the marketing department, I'm also a teaching assistant at my study program. So it's a lab teaching assistant job. I see people paying to go to leadership schools and all this when you could literally just do that for free and learn a lot about leadership and how to coach and how to teach.
Hello everyone, my name is Timur and this is UT Journeys, an amazing new series where we sit with inspiring students to talk about their lives, motivation, and most importantly, how you can enhance your study journey. Today we're talking to Akin. He is a sports enthusiast. He works for marketing department of UT, so you've probably seen him somewhere on Instagram. And he studies double masters in chemical engineering and management. So let's meet him. Hello, Akin.
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great, too. Just got off the lab. Got here. Pretty great. How about you?
Yeah, I'm also good. Didn't do that much today, but, you know, still.
Ah, that's great. It's actually very nice to meet you in person. I think I've seen your pictures before somewhere on Instagram or LinkedIn, I'm not sure. But then it's actually nice, actually meet you in person. So nice to meet you, man. Yeah. Tim, right?
Yeah, nice to meet you too. Same here, you know. I also see you all over social media.
Sadly. Yeah. Sadly, man. That's a life, bro. That's what we're doing out here.
Why sadly?
Well, it's not sadly, but it's just that, you know, it's kind of a bit, not sad, but it's kind of nice to see yourself out there in public, but also it's kind of scary at the same time because everyone sees your stuff, you know, like every single person, even people I don't know. Like I was going home one day and a friend of mine told me that, dude, there were two people at the back there. They were saying, I see this guy everywhere. He's on Homemade commercials, he's on UT commercials. And to me, that was a bit scary. Like people I don't know might be talking behind me, behind my back, you know, but it's just funny stuff, but it is what it is.
Yeah, that's kind of an issue with popularity,
yeah,
in a way. Yeah, all right, then let's get to the first question today, right? And with all the popularity, I think it came from your social media marketing work, right? Mm-hmm. And how did you get to it? What was the starting point?
Well, I think I started studying at UT in 2018. And back ever since I was a kid, I've always loved cameras. I've always loved videography and editing videos and all that kind of stuff. But I never really actually put any of my projects out there. So sadly, when COVID hit and I was bored, I didn't have anything to do. Then I started editing and recording lots of videos because I had so much free time. I started putting it out on my social media, on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, whatever. And then I think one of the people from the marketing department, a friend of mine actually, saw the videos. And then she recommended that I just join one of the open day sessions here at the UT. That was back in 2020. And I think I joined one of the online open day sessions and they liked how I carried myself during the show and I was very interactive. Even the comments were saying, oh, I like Akin's voice, he's so calm, blah, blah, blah. So ever since then, I've just been involved around the UT's social media space, helping them with editing content, filming content. I was also part of a student team called Student Report, where we were like the student journalists of the university. We'll make funny videos around the university, asking people weird questions and stuff like that. So I've kind of been around the UT scene for a bit now. And I think around that time of 2020, that was when I really got into filming and put myself out there.
Nice. But what's the time commitment behind this job?
Oh man, it's literally 9 to 5 and then 5 to whenever time I want to sleep, because I have school from 9 a.m. in the morning till let's say around 5 p.m. And afterwards, I'm running back home, quickly go to the gym for an hour, and then back to my desk, just editing, filming, or whatever it is, having meetings with the marketing department. So it definitely takes a lot of time. But the thing is, if you love doing these kinds of things, time will pass by and you would not even notice. And that's the best thing about it, because I love what I do at school, at uni, my study, I love it. So, and afterward, I go to the gym and I come back home, and I love editing and I love filming. So to me, like the time thing, yes, it takes the whole day, but it's once you enjoy it, you just get into a state and a flow that time becomes irrelevant. And that's how it is. But for someone who is doing it, if you don't love it, yeah, then it definitely takes a lot of time for sure, 100%. But it depends on who you are. That's what I would say.
Yeah, it makes sense. And what would be your recommendation to a person who is willing to start with video editing?
So if you want to get into video editing, I would say first, just don't care about having the best gear. Don't care about having the, you know, the best programs or the best cameras. Just take your phone, go outside, record a bunch of stuff, and just go home and just put it on a computer or even on your phone and just start editing and cutting things. And usually, like, for the most part, when I started editing videos, I always went to YouTube. Now, YouTube to me is the biggest free learning platform on the planet. You can learn so much stuff from YouTube. And whenever I wanted to see, okay, how can I cut this video? How can I stack it up? Or how can I overlay or do all these things? I just do a quick YouTube search. I find a quick 2-minute video and I just watch it. And that really helps a lot. So I would say for sure, go out there, record a bunch of stuff, go home and see how you would like to edit it. And also check YouTube. There's always free things out there for you to, you know, to improve your craft. And I think with time, if you do it over time, you definitely get better at it.
If someone wants to start making money with it, what do you think would be the approach?
Well, I would say, first of all, you shouldn't do it for money. If that is your mindset when you're going into it, it's like, I want to make money because you see all these YouTubers or videographers. If that's your mindset going into it, then I don't think you're going to have lots of fun with it. I think you really have to enjoy it first, and you really have to do it for not because of making money before you start seeing results. Like, so far, yes, of course, I work for the UT social media account and the UT marketing department, and I've made a decent money or living from it. But I think, first of all, you just have to get a camera or a phone, go out there, film stuff, edit it, put it out there, see the feedback, get the feedback, go back to your lab, just keep on doing the same thing over and over again. And at some point, if it does really good and people actually like it, and you're providing value for people, because that's the most important thing. Like, no matter how good your content is, if it doesn't have any added value for people, people would not like what you're putting out there. So I think you have to first of all, don't have the mindset you want to do it for money. And two, what do you want to provide for people? I think once you have those two sorted out, then the rest would follow. And that's how I've seen it so far this year. Yes, of course, I have been paid to do some projects outside of university, and I have been paid for whatever it is. But all that came after I've done all the work and the editing and all that. But yeah, so I think your mindset has to be in check first before you can actually think about making money, because it's not something you can easily make money from. I got to be honest. But yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense that you should first get the skill.
Exactly.
And then money comes.
Yeah.
All right. Are you doing any other jobs at UT?
Yes. So I, besides working for the marketing department, I'm also a teaching assistant at my study program. So it's a lab teaching assistant job. So what I do is, I'm doing my master's right now. So what I do is I help bachelor students in the lab to do their experiments. If they have any questions, if they need guidance, and I do that for them. And also I grade most of the work that they have done as well. So it's a lot if I have to combine that with my editing, social media, and my schoolwork. But I don't know, I always find time for stuff. So I think if you have pretty good time management, you can do anything. So yeah, that's what I would say for that.
What's the secret of your time management?
The secret of my time management, I have an app on my phone. It's called the Calendar app. Pretty basic, I know. Every night before the next day, I just write, okay, what I want to do tomorrow between this time and this time. Between 9 to 10, I want to be at uni. Okay, do that. Between 10 and 11, I want to be at the gym. Okay, let's do that. So I think always the day before, I always plan stuff in between to see, okay, how much time do I have to do other stuff. And yeah, sometimes there are days where things don't really go according to schedule, but it is what it is. I think for the most part, if most of your day is planned out, you'd pretty be able to find time. Because if you notice, actually, if you go on your phone and you check your screen time for Instagram or TikTok or WhatsApp, whatever, those numbers are sky high, like around 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours a day. Some people 5, 6. And all that time you're spending on those apps, you can actually use that and do other things that might benefit you. I'm not saying Instagram or those apps aren't benefiting you. They are. But the other things that you want to put your time on instead of scrolling aimlessly, you know, you can take those time instead and do that. So like, I do have a time limit on my phone for apps like Instagram and TikTok, which is about an hour or two per day, which is still very high. Sometimes I cross it. Most times I cross it. But I think for the most part, I try to spend less time scrolling and more time doing the things I want to do. Like, once I've done all my work, once I've gone gym, edit, and do whatever, then I don't mind scrolling for the rest of the day. I don't mind doing that. but I always have to get my stuff in check first, like school, work, all those things. And then afterwards, I can indulge in some scrolling on an Instagram or TikTok for reels, whatever, funny memes and all that. So I think you just have to get your priorities in check first. But yeah. Yeah, I know you didn't ask me about that, but I just wanted to say it. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, it's a nice approach. Yeah. And just first do your job and then you can chill a little bit.
Indeed.
All right. Can you tell us a little bit more about your sports journey?
Ooh, my sports journey. Yeah, indeed. So ever since I was a kid, I've always been active. I've always been the crazy kid in class, always the one looking forward to PE classes during the day. So I've always been an active, crazy kid since I was younger. When I came to the UT, you know, I actually attended the open days in 2017 or 2018. I attended for three universities, for University of Groningen, I think for Delft and the UT. And they were all pretty good. But the reason why I chose the UT was they were playing an ad video on the introduction for the open days. And I saw like three football fields. I was like, yep, all right, I'm going there. I don't care about anything else. I'm going straight to the UT. So when I came here, I saw the basketball courts, the football fields, the gym, all the facilities. And that was something that other universities were lacking. So once I came here, I just put myself around in all those spaces. I met a bunch of people who love sports. And ever since then, like, I've just been going with it. And most of my closest friends at university, I met them on the basketball court or on the football field. So it's if you're into sports, I think you definitely find your people in those spaces.
Mm-hmm. And you said that you were choosing out of three universities.
Yeah.
And 6 years later, yeah. Do you feel like it was the right choice to make?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. For sure. I think I'm not, obviously I work for the marketing department, so I get paid to say the UT is great, but the UT is really a good university. I would say for sure. Like, to be honest, it was on the bottom of my list when I was applying to universities. I really wanted to go to Groningen. But then once I attended the open days and I saw all the facilities UT had, I was like, there is no way this is on the bottom of my list. It has to be number one, you know. And when I came here, the study program was also pretty highly rated, so it was an easy choice for me. And 6 years later, I would definitely say it's been a good choice. Like, I've grown so much here. Like, I remember came in as a skinny, little insecure, shy kid, and then like six years later, I've definitely improved and I've done a lot of work. So I think, and the UT definitely provided that environment for me. So just reflecting back, it was a good choice for sure.
Yeah, and I actually did the same thing. So I went to three universities, to University of Amsterdam, Erasmus University in Rotterdam, and Twente.
Yeah.
And I attended like open days here and there, and UT was also like the best choice for me. Uh-huh. I don't know, I just went into this campus and I fell in love with the facilities, I guess.
Did you go to other universities' campuses as well?
Or? Yeah.
Oh, you did?
But yeah.
Was there anything that struck, that made you select the UT?
I think it was the way the student for a day thing was organized. And basically, a student took me to his lectures.
Yeah.
And then I could sit, experience it on my own. And it was a very nice approach.
Okay.
I don't think other universities had it. And this was basically the thing which made me choose UT over other unis.
And you've been here for how many years now?
Three and a half.
Good choice so far?
Yeah, so far so good.
Okay. And master's planning to do it here or in another?
Not planning to do master's.
Oh, not planning to do master's. No. Entrepreneur, I see.
Speaking of football.
Yeah.
I saw on your LinkedIn that you worked as a football coach, right?
Yes. For some time, I was actually considering going into sports like full time, because I did see I had a lot of potential there. So I was playing for my football team at the university, because it's called Drinolo, and they had about six or seven teams, because so many people sign up, so you have to make different teams. And we were playing for the sixth team. So now normally it should be in a way that the first team is the best, second team is the second best, like that. But this was not the case. I think our team was really, really good, and we were such a great team that even the first team were terrified of playing us. I'm not joking. We were actually that good. So I was there, but then in the first day I played, and our coach who was coaching us, he left the team, so there was a vacant spot for the coaching positions, and I wasn't even the captain of the team. We had a captain, so I spoke to the captain like, "Okay, you are the captain. How about you consider being the coach?" And he told me, nah, but he loves playing football, so he doesn't really want to coach. And so many other people in the team were like, okay, if I'm coaching, that means I'm not playing, but I really want to play. So no one wanted to take the spot, and we couldn't find a coach for the first 1 or 2 weeks. So I just told myself, look, I've played FIFA. I've played career mode. I've played manager mode. It should be something that I can do. So I just, I was like, okay, cool. We have the next two games, I would just volunteer to be the coach and see how it goes. And if it goes great, then sure. If it doesn't go great, then I'll just go back to playing. So the first game was, I enjoyed coaching. I enjoyed motivating and I enjoyed helping the team and organizing the trainings. It went good. And after the second game, we won, I think around 12-0 or something. And from there on out, I was like, okay, I have to keep on going with this thing, because it feels like the whole team is in good spirits and I'm also in a good vibe. So let's just continue with it and see where it goes. And from there, I just kept on coaching and having fun with the team. The reason why I stopped coaching was because towards the end of the year, everyone was going through their internship and people were leaving the team. So the team was kind of disbanding a bit. So I didn't consider staying again in coaching. But definitely for sure, that 1 year made me realize that, okay, I have strengths in coaching and motivating and helping and teaching. So that's a skill I can take into other aspects of my life. But I definitely did enjoy coaching. And maybe I might go back into it soon someday. Who knows? But yeah.
And if someone wants to be a football coach, yeah. What would be the time commitment for them?
If you're not already into a lot of things like I am doing, then for sure, you definitely do have time, because every week, so week has 7 days. I think you're probably active for 3 of those days. So we have 2 training sessions and we have the weekend where we play the game. So the training sessions take about somewhere between 1.5 to 3 hours maximum, and that's twice a week. So after 5 or 6 p.m. after lectures, then we go to trainings twice a week. And on weekends, the games take probably the whole afternoon or something. So it is definitely like a time commitment. But if you really enjoy coaching and you want to learn about yourself and learn about how to lead, that's one thing, because I see people paying to go to leadership schools and all this, when you could literally just do that for free and learn a lot about leadership and how to coach and how to teach and all that kinds of stuff, you know, putting yourself into, you know, the hard part. So yeah, it does take a lot of time for sure, a lot of commitment, but if you really enjoy it and you want to learn more about yourself, then it's something you can definitely look into. But numbers wise, I would say around 10 hours a week, something, because you have to do all the tactics and all that. It depends on how serious you want to go with it. I think I took it way too seriously, but yeah, it depends on you.
We will leave the link for Duanlo in the description.
Duanlo, indeed.
Yeah. And in case someone is interested, they can also always check it out and register.
For sure.
I'm curious, what are your plans for sports? Like, are you planning to achieve something?
To be honest, like, my own personal goals, so I have goals that I've set up for myself for the next few years. So I want to do a marathon once, I want to do a triathlon, and at some point, if it's possible, I would love to go into coaching, whether it's fitness coaching or football or basketball, whatever it is, whatever type of coaching, I do want to go into that. But for the next few years, I want to do a marathon, get that done. I also want to do a triathlon, get that done, and see how that goes. But there's no specific like end point, because I feel like over the years, my goals and my plans have changed, because I'm doing just a bunch of stuff, and that's just how life is in general. But I do hope that someday in the future, I get to be involved with hosting or with a coaching, whatever it is. Like, I recently watched this TV show, it's called Ballers. I don't know if you've seen it. It's by Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And he played the role of a sports agent. And after I watched that series, I'm like, oh my God, I need to be a sports agent. Because it's just so nice. Because exactly all he was doing is most of the things I would love to do in the future. So helping people, managing people, securing deals, business deals and adverts, promos, all that kinds of stuff. I would love to do that in the future. So at some point, if I'm done studying and a role opens as a football agent or whatever, sports agent, media agent, I would love to do that in the future. Because I think my skills set that I've gained from university and also from life in general would be a good match in that area. So I hope that I can do that at some point. But I don't know, these things are hard to just come by. You know, you gotta find it. But it's also not a big thing for me. If I don't end up doing it, I think I'll still be fine. So it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You also did an internship in Pentair as a chemical process engineer, right?
Yes, I did.
Can you tell us a bit about your experience?
Yes, so I did. So I'm currently doing my master's in chemical engineering, and part of the program, you have to do a 3 to 6 month internship at a company of your choice, and you have to do the project there and gain mostly professional experience. So the project you're working on is not really more about the results. It's mostly about, okay, how did you experience working in a professional setting? So they want to see, how did you coordinate yourself? How did you get along with your coworkers and all those kinds of things? Yes, the project is important, but it's mostly about gaining the work experience and seeing if this particular path of work is something that you would like to go into the future. So I worked at Pentair for 3 to 4 months. It's pretty close to university. It's about 20 minutes away by cycling. And I had a really good time there, for sure. I was really expecting them to tell me, okay, you have to do this, 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 and this, and this. But really, they gave me the full keys to the kingdom, pretty much. They told me, okay, this is your project. Yes, you can do it this way, but we really appreciate your input and your feedback into how you want to do it. So they gave me the freedom to choose how I want to do the project. It was really nice. And also, I gained a lot about learning how to work in teams, learning how to work in a professional setting, learning how to work with people who aren't necessarily the same age as you, because I was in a team where there were people who were in their 60s, 50s, 40s, learning how to communicate. It was all those things I learned in 3 months. So I would say, for sure, if you are a student, whether you're in the bachelor's or in the master's, I would definitely recommend doing an internship, because an internship prepares you for working in the real world. And also it shows you how you can improve and learn and gain more skills that you can input into your work. So I think, for sure, doing an internship definitely helps you. And one more thing, if also you aren't really sure about your study or about your work, what you want to do in the future, an internship is the easiest way to find out if this is what you really want to do. You know, because maybe you chose electrical engineering because you were interested, just to learn the concepts, right? But then you do the internship and you don't really see yourself doing that for the next 20, 30 years, then you can easily probably flip or switch in your master's or whatever, or do a second master's or a double master's. Like, there are so many opportunities you can do. So I would definitely recommend doing an internship, mm-hmm. for sure.
And how did you manage to find it?
So we have a huge database in our study program. Our internship coordinator has a huge database. I'm talking about thousands of email addresses and companies. So I literally just went there. I was searching for different companies I was interested in. Like, I saw Shell, I saw Exxon, I saw BP, I saw Pentair, I saw so many different options. So I just sent emails to these different companies. Okay, I'm a student. I study at UT. I'm interested in doing this and this and this. Do you have any assignments that might fit this criteria? Or do you have something you want the student to look into? And I got a couple of responses, some interviews, and I ended up choosing Pentair because I wanted to stay in Enschede. I didn't want to go to Amsterdam or Rotterdam. I wanted to stay here and just do it here because it's easier. It's 3 months. It's not too long. So I was like, yeah, I'll just stay here and do the internship. And the interviews were pretty, pretty nice. It wasn't like a standard interview where they ask you crazy questions. It was just trying to see if you're a right fit for the company, pretty much. If your expectations and the company's assignments align with your plan. But yeah, it was a pretty good interview process.
Mm-hmm. And was your way of finding an internship effective? Like, how many emails did you send, for instance?
Ooh, so I sent around, let's say, 10 to 15 different emails to different companies. And I got responses from pretty much all of them. But the ones there were some that I got responses from and I didn't really like their assignment and they didn't really like the assignment I proposed. So I had to slash about 10 of them. And that number came down to two companies, which I really wanted to work in. And I ended up choosing the one that I liked the assignment that they wanted me to do. I can't talk about it. It's confidential, unfortunately. But I really liked the assignment. It's along the lines of membranes and for beer filtration. And I enjoyed it. So it was pretty good. If it's the most effective way, I'm not sure, but I definitely think the advice I would give to you is if you want to apply for an internship, you got to start early. Like if you plan to do it in September, I would say probably already start sending out emails or applying around, let's say, maybe 4 or 5 months earlier or something, so you can get an interview done, because they take time to respond. It depends on the company you send the email to, but they take time to respond. So always do that. And also searching on LinkedIn, Indeed, all these platforms for different options out there, it's helpful. So I think finding an internship, if you're really interested in that, you can definitely find something for your niche. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And you know, I've seen you on some homemade reels on Instagram, right?
Yeah.
Are you working for them?
Yes, indeed. I do work for them. So the founder of Homemade, his name is Wakil. Wakil. We've been friends for, I think, the past 5 years now. I've known him for a long time. And initially, when he founded Homemade, he asked me to be on board with it. But that time, I think I had my hand in so many projects at the UT and outside the UT that I couldn't find time for it. And then finally this year, I was like, okay, you know what? Let's actually do this thing now. And I'm part of the marketing team there as well. Myself and a friend, I don't know if you know Mira, we worked through it together. We also worked for Student Report together. And I'm part of the marketing team and helping with filming, editing reels, with ads and all that. And just providing just a little bit of a little bit of promotion for the platform, because I think it's a really good platform. It's a really good idea for, especially what they do is they eliminate all the extra paperwork that you as a chef would have to go through about renting a restaurant, about the taxes, about getting a spot, all these things. They eliminate all of that, so you can just cook from your house and then just sell the food to people. And I think it's a pretty good concept for sure. But yeah, I definitely do work for Homemade. I enjoy working there. I'm sure you've seen the reels, they're kind of funny, but it's just something I do on the side just for fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And does it take you a lot of time?
Actually, no. That's the thing. Like, we do these videos at lunchtime. Just, okay, Akeen, I have a crazy idea. Just come to Incubase. Let's do these videos. And then you can go back to class. So I just go there and I just say, you can order now from homemademeals.net for at this time. So, and then we're done. And then that's it. And I just go back home. So I mostly just go there, film, maybe help him edit a little bit, give him some ideas, and then I'm out of here. So it's something I just do, just like a little side quest. Just like quickly do that, and then back to my actual work. But it's been really fun hanging around with a good friend of mine, Wakil, and just filming for Homemade. But yeah.
All right. And the very last question.
Yeah.
What would be your advice for current students at UT?
Current students at UT, man, I don't want to go too deep or go too philosophical. Just enjoy your time here, for real. Like, honestly, just enjoy it. Like, I'm sure you already have friends already. You already have your hangout groups and all that. Just make the most out of your time you have here, because once it's done, because once this phase of your life is done, this studying phase, you're never going to get that phase back, you know? So just make the most of it. Go out there, have fun, study, play basketball, play football, whatever it is you're doing. Shopping, hang out with friends, go to festivals. Just have fun. Just do you and be you. And once you're done studying, you can always look back and say, damn, I had a pretty good time here, you know? So that's all I would say for current students, for sure. And for future students, I know you didn't ask me, but for future students, if you're planning to study here, you're going to have a great time, man, for sure. You're definitely going to find your group of people here. You're going to find your community. And Just make the most out of it, because once these 3 or 5 years are gone, if you do a master's, you're never gonna get it back. So just have fun with it, man, and enjoy it. That's it.
All right.
That was very intense. I didn't want to be very philosophical, but you know, it's just yeah, because I've really had a great time here, and I know people for sure can definitely have a great time here too. So I just want to help them do that. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very realistic piece of advice. Indeed. Let's put it this way.
For sure.
Akeen, thank you for joining the podcast.
Thank you so much, Timur. Timur, right? Is that how you say it?
Timur.
Timur. Yeah. Okay, cool. Great. Yes.
Yeah, and see you in the next episodes.
Oh, hopefully. Let's go. Have a nice day. Have a great day. Cut that out. Please don't put it in there.